Earlier on, we talked about one of the big events on the island, or mentioned one of the big events on the island that happens every 2 years, which is, of course, Sculpture on the Gulf. And Sculpture on the Gulf will be taking place in January 2017. And organisation for that has been underway for quite some time. And one of the women who is pulling that all together is Zara, who's on the line with me this morning. Good morning, Zara. How are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm great, thanks. It's a lovely sunny day on Waiheke.
It sure is. And so you've been working away on Sculpture, or Headland Sculpture on the Gulf. How long have you been working on it so far for next year's event?
I think that I was invited on the board, just trying to think back now, before, it was sort of late last year, maybe the third quarter of last year. So we were then... from that point onwards, thinking about all the lead into the February 2017 event.
And you've just kind of reached a real milestone in the organisation, haven't you?
Yes, look, it's been fantastic to work through what was a new proposal process that we put in place, getting really inserting an extra phase, I suppose, in the call out for proposals. And first of all, we did the open call, as had happened in the past, building on the great legacy of this event, and received about 250 proposals. And then we went into a second round and we asked over 40 artists to put in detailed proposals, looking much more at the engineering feasibility of the works, the sites that they'd like, budgets, things like that. And now, out of that, we've been able to announce 34 artists who are going through into the final event for February.
So that extra phase, was that a reaction to, the last event, there was quite some controversy around, well, one piece in particular, which the engineering just simply wasn't up to the site or the weather, and perhaps didn't match the expectations of what was proposed?
Yeah, there was that feedback, and also we thought, how can we as an organisation, and I guess I'm coming from an arts background and put together a committee of people who can also help from that perspective, how can we help artists who maybe haven't had so much experience in working outdoors or with sort of larger sculptural works? And of course, you know, some artists are quite familiar with doing that, but I think in New Zealand we don't have a very substantial history of outdoor sculpture. So we thought with this more deep proposal process, it might be a way to actually give artists the opportunity to sort of do a lot of that work up front, so that, and we could help them if they needed help in getting their concepts to that finer stage. And then also still allowing people time now to, maybe for us to professionally support them if they do need more assistance in terms of thinking about the engineering of works, and also for us to be able to work with our installation installer to give people plenty of time to understand what's required and test out any of their needs.
So is 34 the same number as last time, or is this an increase?
Last year there were 31, if my memory serves me right, and there has been about 30 works for the last few events. And this year we've slightly opened up the definition of sculpture to include not only what we might conventionally think of as sort of three-dimensional work, but also works that engage the public in a more social way. So there'll be 31 works which are visible sculptures and three more activities, participatory activities that artists are working on to develop for the event, which will involve people and be less ephemeral in some ways, but also recognise the fact that artists are working outdoor with the public in different types of processes today.
Okay, so are we having the return? I mean, often one of the features, I suppose, there's been a number of artists who have exhibited a number of times in the exhibition. Do we have returning artists, or have we got an increase of new ones?
Both, hopefully. So we've got some really familiar names that will be familiar to people who have been to Sculpture on the Gulf before, and of course some Waiheke residents, Chris Bailey and Kazu Nakagawa. and artists who you'll know, you'll recognise their names, such as David McCracken, Dennis O'Connor, Gregor Krieger, Jeff Thompson, for example. So there's a mix. Some will be new to the event and some have participated once or twice, or people like Dennis quite a lot of times.
And so the next stage, so you've put the list out now of the, mm-hmm. the names, and what happens from here?
So from here on, we get into that stage where we'll contract the artists, and we'll be working with them quite thoroughly to work out the best sites for their works, to connect them with the installers to make sure that if people need power, we can get that for them, or, for example, if their work needs to be trucked onto site, that can all be possible. Work out a lot of the artists also, I mean, most of them have been over in preparation for their proposals if they hadn't been here before, and a number of them want to work quite closely in relationship with various different aspects of the community on Waiheke. For example, Tiffany Singh, whose work is about travel and migration, is quite interested in refugees and recent arrivals, and she's been talking to a number of people on the island, as has another younger artist, Martin Langdon, who's a Maori artist, and he's been in contact with the iwi. So it's now us helping to support the artists through to the final realisation of their works.
And are there any that you're particularly excited you've been able to get on board?
Actually, all of them, I have to say. I think it's an amazing group of artists, and it's only now that we've been able to share the names that they also themselves know who else is involved in the project. And I think that there's such a range of artists that it will be really appealing to a diversity of people from across not only Waiheke and Auckland, but nationally. So I don't really want to pick out any names in particular, but I think the totality of the groups and the different types of works that they make is going to make for a really exciting event.
And is there a lot of diplomacy involved in, you know, is there jockeying for location, or people kind of have their hearts set on particular points on the walk?
I guess that's a good question. I guess you could imagine, Chris, that people like their works to be really visible, and a few people really put in their preference for the particular headland area, and the area, I guess, which is perhaps visible as you come in on the ferry or, you know, from Matia Tia. But really it's about working out the best location for particular works. So we'll work with all the artists to make sure that we can, as close as possible, site their works where they'd like them to be seen. But at the same time, just make sure that we've covered off all the health and safety requirements and the specific needs of the works matching to the site as well.
And of course, the headland sculpture on the Gulf, you've got the exhibition itself, but there's a lot that kind of sits around it. It becomes quite a focus of social activity during the duration of the exhibition, with the, you know, we've had the pavilion and so on. Is that all happening again next year?
Yes, it is. And the board working on the event have all got their various specialisations. Some people are working on the fundraising, and others are working on that public experience side. So there's definitely a pavilion type project happening, and working with people to be able to, you know, make sure we have some great hospitality happening down there for, you know, ourselves living on Waiheke, and also for visitors who come to the event. We've been working with Fuller's, of course, to make sure that they're on board for the event as well. So a lot of different discussions going on, as well as making sure that we're doing the right thing in terms of resource consent and the actual footprint that we leave on that area.
Well, it's a huge event that of course, draws a lot of people to the island, but as you say, gets a lot of support from locals as well. So we look forward to seeing the thing develop as we head towards the beginning of next year.
Oh, thanks so much, Chris, and maybe be great a bit closer to the time to talk a little bit more about some of the specific works and give people a bit of an insight into that once we get a bit closer to the event.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning, Zara.
Thank you, Chris.
That's Zara Stanhope, one of the directors of Headland Sculpture of on the Gulf, which takes place in January next year. They've just announced the artists who will be exhibiting in that.